This is your NPR News Update for Thursday, January 17th. I'm Stephanie Curtis. Special education teachers spend a lot of time filling out paperwork, but a group of Minnesota lawmakers wants to change that. Elizabeth Shockman has more.
A bipartisan group of Minnesota lawmakers today said they are introducing bills designed to ease the paperwork special education teachers are required to do. Here's Republican Senator Eric Pratt.
Over 50% of a teacher's time can be taken up with paperwork and mandated procedures. And it was cited as one of the key factors to teacher burnout. We're taking away valuable time, teacher time, from that student.
Lawmakers put forward a set of bills that they claim will reduce paperwork requirements by up to 52 hours per student for special education teachers. Special education teachers are in short supply. According to a 2017 report by the Minnesota Department of Education, it was predicted that special education teachers would be among the most difficult staff for schools to hire. Elizabeth Shockman, NPR News.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says a deputy's actions were justified when he shot and wounded a man in Crystal last spring. Here's Tim Nelson.
A Hennepin County Sheriff's deputy shot 39-year-old Jamar Hollins in the stomach last May as deputies tried to serve him with an order for protection sought by his girlfriend. Deputies say Hollins waved a tactical knife and refused to leave his girlfriend's Crystal home. After 3 hours of negotiations, six deputies used a body shield and tasers to try and disarm Hollins, who was holed up in a bathroom. Police say one of the deputies, Alan Magelson, fired his service weapon and hit Hollins in the stomach when Hollins continued to wave his knife. He was taken to North Memorial Medical Center and spent nearly a month in the hospital. A review by the Hennepin County attorney found that the deputies could not leave Hollins without enforcing the protection order and that they faced potential death or grave injury from Hollins' knife. Tim Nelson, NPR News.
The new farm bill signed into law in December legalizes industrial hemp, and that's generating a lot of interest in Minnesota. Dan Gunderson reports.
The State Department of Agriculture is hosting a hemp information meeting on Friday, but it's become so popular, the agency doesn't have enough room for everyone who wants to attend. Industrial Hemp Program Coordinator Margaret Wyatrowski expects at least 200 people to show up. She says a majority of the interest comes from corn and soybean farmers who want to add a new crop. Wyatrowski urges caution.
They have to have more of a plan than just generally, like, I'm excited about growing this crop. So that means finding a buyer for their material before they even plant anything in the ground.
There are few processing facilities in the state for hemp, but Wyatrowski is fielding a lot of calls from county officials who want to invest in hemp infrastructure. Dan Gunderson, NPR News, Moorhead.
In sports, the Gopher women's basketball team tries to snap a losing streak tonight. They play the Badgers in Wisconsin. And tomorrow, the Timberwolves host the San Antonio Spurs. There's a winter weather advisory in southwest and south central Minnesota from late tonight into Friday evening, and a wind chill advisory up north late tonight into Friday morning. So look out for that snow and that chilly wind. This is your NPR News Update. Have a good evening. For more news anytime, check out nprnews.org.